occasionally you have moments or you have realizations about things that stand out and you want to acknowledge them. So this is my public acknowledgement. The month of November has some birthdays for some really special people. So this month, I'm going to give you short episodes to celebrate a few of those people. Let's go. The 24th of November. Woo! This is the day we are going to celebrate Mike Nixon. Mike is my friend. He was my colleague. He definitely was a mentor. And he is for sure one of my bros. Mike is a really, really good dude. Mike is one of the most genuine and outgoing people I know. He probably has never met a stranger. I mean, for me, the New York Yankees fandom was enough for me to connect to him. But we definitely connected on so many more levels as we were both teaching colleagues. And he taught English and I taught social studies, but we also were coaches. So there's just levels, right? I think Mike is one of the most open-minded yet pragmatic people I've ever met. And I appreciate pragmatism as well as open-mindedness. Mike can always find sense in a lot of things, and he handles himself so very well. I know I live a solution-oriented life, and I think he also epitomizes that mentality. He doesn't complain. He sees something, he can make a joke, he can find humor, and then he moves on, and then he finds a solution. In most cases, he finds a solution. Now, if we're talking about Notre Dame football or Notre Dame sports, then maybe it's a little bit different for Mike, but in general, very, very pragmatic, solution-oriented guy. For that, I feel fortunate that I've gotten the experience to hang out with him, to spend time with him, specifically because I got to see him be a father and a mentor to his son Logan and his daughter Rebecca. I've gotten to spend several different occasions with him being a top-tier son to his mom, and even a few moments of laughter with him and his sister. They're a good family, and I appreciate really having the opportunity to know them, and that's because Mike allowed that to happen. I'm glad I made that decision to go to work in Mount Holly because it afforded me the opportunity to meet Mike. And because I got to meet Mike, I now know that Oz, you may think it's in Kansas somewhere, but Oz actually exists in the North Carolina mountains. I also learned through Mike that Lake Wylie is a great place to relax, specifically on his boat. He knows where to go. And Nixon Fests are always, and I mean always, memorable events, and that we, Mike and I, owned Beach Mountain whenever we went there. We are Crockett and Tubbs. The only people who might have done or played the role of Crockett and Tubbs better than us are Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas. So on this day, everyone will have the opportunity to fully appreciate Mr. Space Mountain himself. And today, Mike, I appreciate your friendship. I want to celebrate you. And I'm going to end with a woo! There's no way that there's not a quote-unquote dirty version to follow up on my times and fun with Mike. Nixon Fests are probably the first thing where I would start off, where we've had so many fantastic moments with me, you, and Joe back to back. And I think that was so really cool. And I'm happy for him that he was able to do that. Also the joke of basketball where he said that he thinks he jinxed the first championship basketball game that I had. But the second one, he didn't get a chance because we didn't play home, so he didn't get to bring a ladder out for cutting nets down. Watching Mike just be the killer softball coach to turn young ladies into champions and winners, and being in a place to be a solid mentor where Not only the players, but the parents trusted him at the maximum level to produce results, not only at Mount Holly, but in other places where he was really, really successful. We have moments where we've probably seen Hot Tub Time Machine 400,000 times just for the trips that we took to Beach Mountain. And just the fun of the event, and I'm appreciative that he invited me to be a part of that. I remember the first time we went to beach, I'm like, man, it's freaking cold, man. And that was for New Year's, though. We went for New Year's, and that was fun and a very interesting time. But then we went back for the special event twice, and I thought that was really cool. And I mean, the costume contest, we should have won at least one of the two or three that we participated in, but we know we were the real champions with that. The trip to Michigan was such an eye-opening, fun trip for us because of just how long it was. Like, for instance, talking about people not told, talking about toll, or what is it? The people on the turnpike not knowing how tolls work and not knowing how to answer basic questions are always an interesting, good laugh for us when people can't answer basic questions or not know how to give you change back when you want to get specific money back for your chains and Hardee's. But Michigan was a blast, specifically because you got to take an epic classic picture in front of the big house to let them know how much you cared about them before Notre Dame showed up to play them there. I love the fact that Mike is really, well, I don't know if it's necessarily a classic cars guy, but he's always been a special kind of car guy, where he always knew some kind of special car that he made look absolutely wonderful, and it could be used in parades and so forth. Pittsburgh is also a very memorable trip because of, you know, it was March Madness bracketology at the time for that, and that led to interesting conversations in school after we got back from the trip. But also because there were prayers with beer, and that just made all of the moments that much more special. And I look forward to, you know, hanging out with you when I'm local again with you, Mike. I really appreciate you, man. You're a top tier guy. I don't know if you've ever thought of yourself as a mentor to me, but I do appreciate you for the mentorship you've given me, in addition to being a solid quality friend to myself and the people that I've connected you to help them as well. And so, Mike, I appreciate you, and I hope you have an awesome birthday, dude.